Your music, your stories, your life.
BBC Radio Merseyside.
Now, a former prison psychologist is set to reveal the hidden side of life in Britain's jail. Simon Shepherd, his name is. He's the director of the Butler Trust. That's the charity that promotes outstanding work and best practice across UK prisons. He's spent the last 18 months and he's just visited dozens of jails up and down the land, including Liverpool, Altcos and Risley as well. Had a chat with him yesterday and he started off by telling me about his findings and also a little more about the Butler Trust.
Butler Trust is an independent charity. We are all about recognising and celebrating and sharing good practice in prisons and indeed in probation. But another part of our work is about actually going out there and trying to find and share good practice so that prisons can learn from one another. I think if we really want to improve prisons so that they're as effective as they can be in managing and reforming the men and women in their care, then we need to know not just what's going wrong, and that's important, people are aware of that and we know that, but also what's going right so that we can share that and learn from it.
So when we say good practice, what do we mean by that?
Well, I mean, I suppose what we mean by that is things that make a difference to either to the lives and of prisoners or to the working lives of staff, actually, just as importantly. They have to go in to our prisons and look after these people. So that's what I've been going around, looking around the estate, trying to find out from prisoners and staff. So interviewed more than 2,000 prisoners and staff over the period. What's good about this jail? And they told me about all sorts of things. So whatever they thought was good, what was important to them. So, I mean, I can give you lots of examples around, you know, education, for instance, education and training, particularly Altcos, for example. You know, there's some really great education and training going on there, or mental health work, again, going on at Altcos, the work around reducing drug use and violence in Risley, and, you know, all of the work that they've been doing in Liverpool, particularly around, I mean, the relationships between staff and prisoners at Liverpool, for example, that's something that's always been sort of standout aspect of Liverpool as a prison. So those are just some examples of things that I picked up from within the region.
You say that, but HMP Liverpool, I mean, that was heavily criticised by the Chief Inspector of Prisons last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, actually, the end of 2017, if memory serves, was when that report came out. And I went in there in February last year, so February 2018, so just shortly after that, and after the new governor, Pierre Sinha, had taken over. And you're right, you know, when I went there, it was not in the greatest of states. There's no point pretending that everything was fine. It obviously wasn't. The physical fabric of the jail was pretty
appalling. Victorian jail, isn't it? It's not a Victorian jail.
And exactly. And there is a challenge with Victorian jails, big Victorian jails, because, you know, they've been around a long time. And, you know, there probably hasn't been enough investment in the physical fabric of the jail. But, you know, that was in a bit of a mess. But do you know what? Even then, that was the astonishing thing. Even then, she'd been in the job, the new governor, for maybe 4 weeks. The jail was actually pretty much literally falling apart. But still, the prisoners told me about the staff and how good the staff were and how much effort they were making to help them to turn their lives around. And I went back to Liverpool this May, 15, 16 months later. And the change there is astonishing. I don't know whether you've seen inside it, but it's, you know, they've done so much work around refurbishing the jail, and that's a credit to the staff and actually to the prisoners who've been actively involved in that too. So it's a good news story.
Yeah, I mean, could you speak to whoever you wanted to speak to, or were the prisoners handpicked for you to speak to them?
Well, yeah, I mean, I asked to speak to people who could engage positively with the process. I'll be honest, you know, I'm not going to pretend this was an objective evaluation. That's what the inspectorate go in to do, if you like.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk to people who could tell me about the good things, because I wanted to learn about the good things, because that's the bit of the picture, if you like, that everybody else tends to miss.
I mean, this, of course, is the bigger picture towards rehabilitation.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, what I would say too is I've worked in and around prisons for 30 years. So although I was going in and asking specifically to speak to some people who could engage constructively with the process, you know, I'm not stupid. I know my way around jails. I know how to read between the lines. And I'm not trying to pretend that everything is fine and hunky-dory, but it's because it isn't. But we do need to look at both sides of the picture. And we need to give credit where it's due, I think.
From when you started to where we are now, is the system, is it a better system now? Is it a system that has some hope now? Because we can't keep locking people up. You know, there's got to be some way to rehabilitate.
Yeah, I think the prison system is very different to the one I joined in 1989. I mean, for a start off, in terms of relationships between prisoners and staff, I mean, when I joined, prisoners didn't talk to staff, staff didn't talk to prisoners. That's changed, massive change there. Another big change is around engagement of prisoners in the regime and prisoners supporting prisoners. So we have, like, listeners now who are trained by Samaritans to support prisoners who are at risk of self-harm and suicide. And, you know, they can play a really important role there because obviously they're often going to be trusted by other prisoners. And the other big change has been around offending behaviour programmes. So programmes and education and training. Those have really been transformed, I think, over the 30 years that I've been involved.
I'm sure you've had this said to you before, you know, when people find out what you do and you work within the prison system, or you certainly have done, there will be those who will say, well, hang on a minute, isn't it supposed to be a punishment in prison? And this all sounds like very, very much mollycoddling and et cetera, et cetera. I'm sure you get that. And how do you respond when people do say that?
Yeah, I mean, I get that a lot. Obviously, you won't be surprised to hear. I mean, I you know, the standard phrase is, oh, prison's like a holiday camp. And I would say that people who say prison's like a holiday camp have never been in a prison, and they've probably never been to a holiday camp either. And the truth is, you know, would you book into a hotel that you can't leave and where you're locked in your room for most of the day? Your room's no wider than your outstretched arms. You've got to share it with somebody you've never met before and probably don't want to meet again. And you've got a toilet at the end of your bed. I mean, that's the reality of prison. At the end of the day, it's all about taking away your liberty. You can dress it up as much as you like. Churchill said this. You know, Churchill was not a bleeding heart liberal. Whatever changes you make, you've got to remember that at the end of the day, I think he used a term at the time, I think, I don't want to paraphrase it, is that the convict stands deprived of what the free man calls life. And that is their liberty, obviously. And I think that's what we've got to remember. And the other bit we've got to remember is, I want people that go into prison to come out less likely to offend than they went in. That's got to be our major priority as a society. Otherwise, we are wasting an awful lot of money banging these 85,000 people up, and we're missing an opportunity. And if they come out worse than they went in, it's an own goal.
Well, there's Simon Shepherd. He's the director of the Butler Trust and the Good Book of Prisons. It's free. You don't have to pay for this. It's on a download. If you just search goodbookofprisons.com, you'll be able to find that. Just follow the links.